is that LK Mobile?
And good, sir. KO4HKX.
I didn't step on anybody, did I? Realize my volume was down.
Did not.
But I would hate to do that. I think I've done it once without realizing, or realized it later.
It's Wednesday.
You're in Traveler's Rest, right? Your new schedule? Sitting right next to me.
Still, so we don't have all the background noise of the truck, and I have a pretty good line of sight of the Cedar's Head, so should have something to do with it.
Hear my injectors, do you?
Not this morning.
I'm not accelerating at the moment. Anyway. But yeah, I'm on the way too. I'm on the way home. I'm on 25 now.
Had a easy night and no problems.
Good. And I'm a lot more rested. Well, I was more rested yesterday, so I'm not as tired as I was yesterday morning.
Better this morning than you did yesterday.
Get tired, my voice is one of the first things that goes.
Everybody different. Just some people have trouble focusing, some have just can't go any further, and then other people, you never know it.
Hiding it pretty well, but other than telling you, I guess that's not really hiding it, is it, if I announce it? Oh, well, never mind. Just strike what I just said.
In fog, right?
It was a little foggy yesterday morning.
Foggy up at the house yesterday morning coming down the mountain.
Stuff up there. We don't need it down here.
We'll storm it down here and I'll keep the fog up there.
Get hail up that way?
Not as much as y'all do down here.
I know you get a lot of rain because I've been up, worked a summer up there in the Transylvania County. And it seemed like it rained all day, every day for the first several weeks, and all the rivers were completely flooded. But I think the mountains affect the way the thunderstorms act.
And if you look at a map, Bavard's like in a little fishbowl. So the mountains push everything either up or above, up below, but then that allows the ecosystem in there to do its own thing. That's why you get those pop-up thunderstorms, and there's so much water in there.
A thunderstorm in the mountains, though, when it kind of echoes and rolls off of every hill around you, I think that's pretty cool.
Be relaxing to sit and enjoy listening to them roll up and roll by. And just watch, you know, the lighting display go on in the distance. It can be very relaxing at times.
That LK. So, how long you got to wait on this, your first customer?
Here. About 7:15. Not too long.
Around Traveler's Rest all day?
Much. This afternoon, I'll run down to Berea and catch a few stops down there. That's where I end up my day. But until, you know, 1, 2 o'clock, I'm right here in Traveler's Rest.
I didn't realize there were that many shops around there.
Used to be more. There have been quite a few of them closing up. But it's all small stuff. And that's the thing today. It's spread out. That's one of the things that takes the longest. I spend quite a bit of time driving today.
Drive for a living, that would be terrible.
You and me both. I'm glad driving doesn't have anything to do with what I do for a living.
Key for about 5 seconds. I keep feeling like I'm hearing something on your signal. Good. Got that little tiny sound in the background. like I had or have on my one that I'm not using at the moment.
That's new then. Nobody else has said anything about it and we just started.
First I've heard of it or heard it, but also, again, a lot of times you're driving when you're talking on the radio and I don't know if it's covered up because it's not real loud. I don't think it was as loud as what mine was.
I have to pull up the recording and listen to it and see.
That I was trying to figure a way of recording it for you, but yeah, just go back to this time and you should hear it.
Anything you can do about it, is there?
I've heard different people say, oh, that's, you got some capacitors going bad or a capacitor going bad or something in your microphone switch, but I replaced the microphone and it still did it, so it's got to be in the radio itself.
I don't know. This radio is getting some mileage on it now, so ain't no telling.
Driving mileage or talking mileage?
Standby mileage than anything, I would say. But it's in here to use it, right?
That's supposed to be for, but it's funny, I've only heard that on Kenwood's, and mine was the first one. And now I think Larry has it on his signal every once in a while, depending on what radio he uses. And then, but what I just heard on you is not as noticeable as it is on Larry's.
Must be a problem inherent to their radios then.
The newer problem. I don't know if the older ones had this issue. One.
My 710.
Is that VHF, UHF?
It's, I guess it's the newest mobile radio that Kenwood made. But it's still quite old. They discontinued it, and right now Kenwood doesn't make a mobile radio as far as I know. But maybe they're getting back into the game since they brought out that new HT.
About the HT, but my 281, I think, is around the same time as that 710 or newer, and that's the one I had the issue with. So it was a good radio until then. I mean, it's still a good radio. I guess I should call that shop down there in Georgia and see if they know about the problem and what it would take to fix it.
Could check with Eric. He seems to be up to date on this radio too. He runs it. So maybe he knows something about it. I'll ask him next time I talk to him.
Well, I don't know how long it's been doing it. This is the first time I've heard it, but also it's the first time I've heard you in a while not moving around. So, and it's not real noticeable. So maybe it's just starting. I don't know if it'll get louder or not.
Yeah, it could be anything affecting it. You never know. I'm not going to worry about it right now. Everybody can hear me, so that's all that really matters, I guess, and I can hear them.
It's not noticeable. Plus, if you keep talking, if you don't pause while you've got the mic keyed down, you can't even hear it. You talk right over it.
The radios just do then, and that way it's just inherent. You can't do anything about it. But as long as you're talking, you can't hear it, so who would ever know?
After you fill all your space up with your voice, don't leave any gaps in between words or sentences.
I don't have too much trouble doing that, but sometimes it gets the best of me, you know, just weak moments.
Excuse me, it's not that bad, but it is noticeable. I just thought you'd like to know. Anyway, well, I hope you have a good day. I hope it goes well. It looks like it's going to be a pretty day.
Oh, they're saying rain, but right now it looks pretty nice out here. Go overcast, but you can still see blue sky. So I'll take the dry weather where we can get it.
Probably be some pop-up thunderstorms, but Who knows? That was the way it was the other night, too, when we had some really big pop-up thunderstorms.
But luckily, it wasn't too severe and didn't last too long.
Another note, Gabrielle and Connor are going down Sunday, or Monday morning, down to Atlanta. She's got her pre-op on Tuesday. Surgery, sorry, something else popped up. I'm not laughing at her surgery. She's got her surgery on Wednesday, so if you'll think about them. Beth's going to go down there and spend the rest of the week with them.
Do, my friend. Will do. And be careful of those little pop-ups.
Interrupted by a text message.
Was a good one. But Shane, I'm going to have to jump off here. The guys are starting to come in, so... You have a safe trip the rest of the way, and good to talk to you. And need to catch up sometime. KO4HKX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
As always, maybe I'll talk to you later on tonight. KO4HKX, N4ZLK. 4NXY, N4ZLK.
ZLK, KO4NXY, good morning.
Just checking on you, seeing if you switched over from your coffee yet.
I had a couple of cups of coffee and getting ready to go do some fishing today. Looking forward to it. Me and some buddies of mine, we're going down to Lake Russell to do a little fishing.
I know you'll enjoy that, and I hope the rain holds off, or I hope no storms pop up around there. We have a pond out behind the house, about 5 acres, and it's full of bass. And I haven't been down in a while, but I went down there 3 times in this last week. Last Wednesday night, I snuck down there for about an hour, about 8 o'clock at night, and caught, what was it, 12, I think. I just tossed them back in, but tried to do it all before dark, you know, so I can walk back up through the woods and before it gets dark. And then my kids were over Sunday, and one of my daughters really loves to fish. So she and her husband and I went down, and we fished a little bit and caught several more. And then I went back Monday morning and did it again. So it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do, and... Lake Russell don't have a lot of commercialization down there, and it's real fun to just ride around on that lake because, you know, it's just not real crowded. They got a state park down there. It's got some cabins, and we rent one of the cabins and just, you know, stay for a few days, and each cabin's got its own, you know, a pretty little nice mini vacation.
It does. Is that a deep lake? I've heard of it. I've never been on it. Not familiar with it.
It's pretty deep. It's got some areas where, you know, you got to be careful because when they flooded it, they didn't get all the trees out. So, you know, there's some parts of it you negotiate fairly carefully, but it's got some big striper in it. I've never caught any of them, but you go in the park office, you see some pretty good size fish up on the walls. So there's potential down there. If I were, you know, a better fisherman, I'd do better, but never have been that great at fishing. Just enjoy doing it.
So big. I mean, it's unless you've got all kinds of fish finders, or you just have experience with that lake. Sometimes it's hard to find fish. I remember when I was a kid and teenager, and I could drive myself. You know, I always wanted to fish. My dad never really took me. As I got older, he took my older brothers a few times. But I just never had any luck, and I started to think that maybe I had a jinx on me or something, because I could not catch a fish no matter where, no matter where I went, and I'd go with other people, and they'd catch fish, and I just never could. But if I was jinxed, it wore off eventually, because I like to do a lot of trout fishing. I don't do as much as I would like to, but I've always had a good time with that, and now this pond here we've got, it's a shared pond, a community pond with just the property owners, but I'm about the only person that ever fishes on it, so I always have good luck back there.
It always helps to hunt in a baited field. My wife's got a pretty good size fish pond in the front yard. She got, koi fish in, but I'm not allowed to fish in that KF4 and XY.
That wouldn't go over well, would it? And you couldn't cast very far because you'd land on the other side.
That's true, too. But I've had a lot of my buddies joke and say, that's where we needed to fish.
They say used to being fed by hand, they wouldn't know what to do with something on a lure, on a hook.
If she throws, the fish food in there fairly regular, so they probably wouldn't know what to do if they saw a hook in the water.
Piper or a bass or something, bring them home and put them in there, and then you can just go back out and keep catching them.
Out of doing that, bringing some catfish back from the lake or, whatever, catch some crappie or something like that, and put them in the big pond, and then I would have something I could catch out of that pond.
Boat, or your friends have a boat? Is that, you going to be going around on the lake that way?
You got a pontoon and a bass boat, and I was going to take the pontoon, but I've run into an issue with it. The gas line's messed up, and going to have to put another bulb in the gas line, and then I still would have to check out the motor. I'm getting pressed for time because we're supposed to leave this afternoon, so I'm just going to take the bass boat. It's a whole lot newer, and shouldn't have any issues with it.
You could just buy, I don't know how many friends are going, but buy each one of them a long-handled paddle with that pontoon.
I don't think they'd appreciate that, but yeah, putting them to work. What was that group? Vikings, I think. Yeah, I've seen pictures. That's the way they used to do the boats.
Starboard comes from, because they had one side of the boat would have a steer board, and people would row, and one person had that board on the side that would help. Help steer it in the right direction, and that's where that term came from, apparently.
It was. Well, I reckon I'll let you go. I had some eggs on the stove, and I just got them off the stove when I heard you call. But you have a good morning, and be careful on the road. I know you run down to Atlanta and back a good bit, so... Prayers be with you, and be careful out there, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, I'll be clear on your final.
Now, David, I don't want to stand between a man and his food for breakfast, so you go ahead. I apologize. You enjoy your food, and hope you have a good mini vacation there and catch a lot of fish. N4 is at LK, 73.
W4DJW, mobile.
Or Dave? I guess it's Dave, right? There's a lot of Daves and Richards, and I'm running into that in Georgia as well. How are you this morning?
I guess you've been up all night since I talked to you last night.
I did take a little, about a 45-minute nap on the way back this morning. But, yes, other than that, I've been up all night.
You have a good nap this morning. I heard you talking to somebody yesterday, said you had a pretty decent one yesterday, so Hope you have an even better one today. Are you about home now?
Minutes out. And yeah, I don't have to work tonight. I'm off on Wednesdays, so it's always easier. I seem to sleep better when I know I don't have to. I'm not pressured to get up.
When I worked at Michelin, we rotated shifts, and every once in a while you get a 4-day weekend. And on that Thursday night, knowing you didn't have to get up Friday for anything, you'd sleep like a baby.
But yeah, I'm on another note about being up all night, and I talked to my mother last night, or texted her, and she was boarding a plane in JFK and flew to London, and I was tracking the flight on the FlightAware, and I was like, I watched it take off and watched it land, and I still had a couple hours to go.
What, between 6 and 8? Well, she got a tailwind going, got a headwind coming back, so that's between 6 and 8 hours, right?
Over 7 hours, so my sister sent a picture of them, and my sister actually is a pilot for JetBlue, and she went with them, and she said, I got them upgraded to JetBlue's version of first class, and it looked pretty comfortable. I wouldn't mind flying that way.
I did that once or twice in my career. A couple of times coming back from Europe, the plane was empty. There's like three of us on a plane that seated over 200. And they said, just sit anywhere you want. They were just taking the plane back if we happened to have tickets to go back. So every now and then, every once in a while, you win one.
For three people, but I guess if they needed it back. I was able to do that back in 2000. My sister at that time was a flight attendant for American Airlines. While she was a flight attendant, she became a pilot and worked her way up, just flew anything and everything she could, and now she's a captain with JetBlue. But we were going for my grandmother's funeral, and this was December of 2000, and when they were checking in and all, they found out it was a family funeral. They said, would you like to be upgraded? We've got plenty of room. And so I was able to fly first class that way, and man, that was an amazing way to go.
For doing that was in the 70s, or 70s or 80s, one of the two. That was when you could still smoke on an airplane. And I think at one point they had most of the smokers towards the back, but anyway, that was a totally different age and totally different time. Hey, I'm at the transfer station, so when one of those guys pulls out, I got to go. Just so that you know, if I don't come back, if I don't come back after you're talking. But those were the days. I don't know that they have any empty flights anymore that come back from there, because you're right, that was super expensive. But I guess if you got to get the plane back, you got to get it back one way or another. At least they made money off three of us.
Hey, you probably covered the salaries of the crew, if that. No. Smoking on an airplane, that was a different time. I can remember going to GSP and plane would pull right up to the where you walk out. But we'd go watch people take off or send family off, and you could just stand right there behind a little brick wall or concrete wall and give them a hug, and they'd walk right out and climb the steps up on the airplane, and then you get blasted when the plane pulled away.
That was my dad when he went on company trips. That was pretty wild. Totally different day and time now. Anyway, I'm backing in, so hope you have a good nap. Good talking to you, Shane. N4ZOK, W4DJW.
Yep, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.